Bibles, turn with us. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verses 4 through 8. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verses 4 through 8. And our supporting scripture is Matthew 22:37. Our topic is what matters most, loving our God.
All right.
Hear, O Israel, hearken to my voice. Listen to what I am about to say. Moses and many of the prophets of the Old Testament had a way of getting the attention of God's people. They would shout out to them certain key words that the people well understood were of great significance. These three words, hear, O Israel, made them to know that the prophet was about to say something that was significant and profound. Yes. Furthermore, it signified that the prophet had a word from the Lord to give to the people.
Yes.
The Hebrews refer to this particular passage and those beyond as the Shema. It is recited by Jews around the world and is recited twice daily by Orthodox Jews. This fact indicates how important this particular passage is to so many in the world. I don't think it indicates, praise the Lord, that it's because of who said it, or because of when he said it. But I believe it is because of the significance of the words themselves that's being said. So it is therefore of utmost importance that we hear what these words have to say.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, Moses said, the Lord our God is one Lord.
One Lord. Amen.
Now, there are two takeaways that I want you to get from this particular phrase. The first one is that our God is a big deal.
Yes.
All right.
God is a big deal.
Yes, sir.
He is superior to any other God.
Yes.
He's superior to any ruler or any person or anything that's on this earth.
Amen.
He's worthy of our recognition as the supreme God of the universe. He's worthy of our worship as the Almighty One.
Yes.
And furthermore, he is to be exalted above all else in the world, both now and forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Secondly, the fact that God is one Lord separates him from all other deities that was in existence in all the nations at that time. For many nations during biblical times had what we would call a plurality of gods. They were what we would call polytheistic. But the Jews were, and we as Christians, we are monotheistic. That is, we only believe in one supreme God. Amen.
Amen.
He is above the heavens. He is Elohim, praise God. He is Jehovah.
Yes.
He is Yahweh.
Yes.
He is Yeshua.
Yeah.
He is Emmanuel.
Yeah.
He is Jesus,
Jesus,
the Lord of lords, yes, and the King of kings.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Moses continued by giving the crux of the word that he was to deliver to the people. He said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God,
yes,
with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. The people were instructed that they should love God with their entire self.
Yeah.
They were instructed, praise God, to put everything they had and to make sure he was their God.
Yes.
This meant they had to be fully dedicated to the Lord and dedicated to his service. Whatever God wanted, they were to do whatever they could to please him. They were to make God their highest priority. And it was to be above everything and above anything and above anyone. Nothing could take the place of God. No one could come between them and their God. Praise the Lord. Not even the most beautiful woman in the world could persuade them to leave their God and serve another. And not even the highest riches could persuade them to leave their God and serve another. Because the Jews knew, because they were taught, praise God, that God had the ability to beautify the meek with salvation.
That's right. Amen.
So it wasn't about how you looked on the outside.
Right.
What it was about was what you had on the inside. Praise
right.
God. That's what mattered to God anyhow. Praise God. Furthermore, they also knew that it was God. It was him who had the cattle, all the cattle on a thousand hills. They belonged to him. Praise God. And they understood that he was in charge of all the silver and all the gold that was on the earth. So it was God who could lift one up, and it was God who could also bring one down. And as they went on, praise God, they learned that whatever their hands failed to do, whatever it was that they did, if they put their trust in God, God would bless them. Thank you, Jesus. God promised, I'm going to bless you in the city, and I'm also going to bless you in the field. Praise God. God promised you that when you go in, I'm going to bless you. And when you go out, I'm still going to bless you. God said that I would even make you the lender, and you don't have to be the borrower. Praise God. God promised that whatever your hands find to do, that I would bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that every nation would call you blessed. Every people would look at you and know that you were blessed.
Yes.
Why then would we be blessed? Why is it that God promised to bless us? He promised to bless us because we have made him our God, and he is the only one that we will serve. Thank you, Jesus. God said that he would bless us if we would give him honor. God said he would bless us if we would give him glory. God said that he would bless us if we would obey his commands. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to listen real close. We know that when you love somebody, you want to please them.
Amen.
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 That's just the way it is. When you love somebody, you want to please them. You want to make sure they know that you love them above all else. Praise God. And we know by scripture that it is impossible to please God unless we have faith.
Yes. Amen.
Come on now.
Yes. Amen.
So if you love God, you want to please God.
That's right.
And therefore, in order for you to please God, you've got to learn to trust in God.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That means then the love that we have for God leads us to want to please him. And our pleasing God leads us to trust in him and believe in him. And our faith in God leads us to obey God. And it is our obedience to God that leads us to being blessed by God. So do you see how all of this works? You see how God works with us. If you love me, said God, then God is going to bless you. Well, how will he bless you? He's going to bless you because you trust in him. He's going to bless you because you obey his word. And if you obey his word, that means you love him. And if you love him, God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's how God works in our lives. And it is the result of our blessing and our love for God that we obey him. And the result of our obedience is blessings from God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Even Jesus in the New Testament was asked, what was the greatest commandment? What's the greatest commandment? And Jesus, without hesitation, told the Pharisees that they should love the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind. So then this commandment wasn't just for the Old Testament believers and hearers. Jesus, by his admission, was telling them that even in this period of enlightenment, in this period that we live in today, we must love him with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. In other words, we've got to give him our highest priority. Thank you, Jesus. Our love for God and our dedication to him must be seen by other people that we meet, people that we're witnessing to, and people that we're trying to encourage to make a change in their lives. These individuals must see the love of God down on the inside of us. Praise God. They've got to see that there's a difference between us and those who profess their allegiance to God, but who are not doing what God commanded them to do. They've got to see a difference in us, praise God. They must be able to discern by our actions and not by our words that Jesus means everything to us.
Yes.
See, we can talk a good game, but what God is looking for is, what are you doing to show me that you truly love me? Are you obeying and following my commands? And if you love me truly, you're going to do what my word says in the name of Jesus. Praise God. They must be able to see that we're not just going through the motions. See, we have a tendency as human beings sometimes. People, we see that this is a good thing, and then everybody gets on board.
Yes.
Everybody wants to do it. But you can tell whose heart is really in it or not.
Right.
Because when the fad is over, then who's left to stand?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And see, serving God can't be a fad. Serving God is not just a fad of the day and the thing that everybody is doing today. It's not the thing on TikTok. It's not the thing on Twitter, praise God. But serving God is going to go beyond TikTok. Serving God is going to go beyond Facebook, praise God. Serving God is here forever.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We got to let God, Lord, Lord, I'm here to stay. I'm not just here because it's the hippest thing to do right now. I'm not doing it because I'm getting some benefit out of it, praise God. I'm doing it because I know it's the right thing to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got some deep feelings. Praise God. God is saying for us, if you love me, then there are some things that I want you to do, praise God. If you love me, then I need you to demonstrate your love to the people you see every day.
Amen.
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 You cannot love God and then hate your brother.
That's right.
You cannot love God and hate people. But if you love God, the way we demonstrate our love is by loving the people that God puts in our path.
Yes.
Amen. Come on now. There are people that God puts in your path each and every day, and God is asking you, show them my love. God is asking you, let them know that somebody cares about you. God is telling you today, demonstrate my love by loving the people who's around you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me say this. There are some people that think that in order for you to love me, that we got to be the best of friends. But let me tell you that that's not what Jesus was saying. Just because I love you doesn't mean that we got to be buddy buddies. Because we got to understand everybody doesn't have the same likes and dislikes about life. Sometimes there are things that you like that I don't like. So it doesn't mean because I don't hang out around you and call you every day, that doesn't mean that I'm not, that I don't love you. I still love you.
Amen. That's true.
So how am I going to show my love to you then? Well, let me give you an example. If I need something, if I'm in need of something, and you've got what I need, then it's important for you to give me what I need. And if you can't give it to them, what the Bible is telling us is to pray for them. Pray for them. Pray that God would help them. And genuinely pray. Don't just pray just because you know you're supposed to pray. But I'm saying get down on your knees and call on the name of the Lord and say, Jesus, help this individual. Even the people whom a lot of people don't believe deserve to be loved, we still got to love those people. Amen. I told you all one time, folk like Donald Trump, you got to love him anyhow in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some of those people like those oath keepers and others who they hate us and they hate these people, you know, just because of the color of your skin, they hate you. But the Bible is telling us, God is telling us, if you love me, I still want you to love them. Why should we love them? Because they got a soul that needs to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. They got a soul that needs to be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The bottom line is this. They will know we are Christians by the love that we share and not the words we speak. Thank you, Jesus. What matters most is that we completely and genuinely love God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. Lord, I love you. And then we obey God and we do his work by genuinely loving one another. By genuinely caring for one another. By genuinely being available for each other. Lord, have your way, oh God. Move in us and bless us that we may be the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Let us stand.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I praise God for loving Jesus Christ. I praise God for giving me an opportunity to just turn my life around. And God, to really figure out what love was all about. What love really was all about. Knowing, Lord, that you died on the cross for me. Lord God, that you endured such suffering for me. It helped me to understand what true love really was all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I give my all to you. Lord Jesus, I give my whole self to you, Jesus. Lord God, I want to serve you. Lord God, I want to live for you. Lord God, I want to do whatever you want me to do, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. God, I love you because you first loved me. I love you, oh God. I appreciate you, Jesus. Because you're such a great God. You're such a mighty God. You're such a wonderful God. Oh, have your way, oh God, in us, oh Lord. Lord, be with your people, Lord, right now. Help us, oh God, to take this word, oh God. Take it to heart in the name of Jesus. Help us to do with this word, Lord, as you would have us to do in the name of Jesus. There's somebody, oh God, who needs loving. Somebody that, Lord, that needs somebody to care for them. Somebody, oh God, who's down and out. They just need somebody to reach out and say that I love you with the love of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your way right now, oh God. Go in the nursing home, oh God. Go all over this world, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless people, oh God. Touch people, oh God. Children of God everywhere, oh God. Let us, oh God, be ambassadors of love. Ambassadors of love wherever we go and whatever we do, oh God. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. We adore you, God. Have your way, oh Lord.